every time after I have, like, you know, a relation, intercourse, like, with a female, it's literally, like, as I'm almost, like, you know, experiencing an orgasm, like, everything turns from a good, hyped-up experience into a low, sad kind of, I don't know, like, real, like, you know, the whole scene is going into this dark corner, and that's when I start to tear up.
The hookup. Love and f***ing. On Triple J.
Warning, sex and adult themes.
Have you ever cried after sex and have no idea why? Post-coital dysphoria is feeling sad, tearful, or even depressed after sex and you have no idea why. In a moment on the pod, you're going to be joined by international sexologist Susan Bratton to talk us through how to deal with being in this situation. But first, hookup producer James Finlay spoke with Professor Robert Schweitzer from the Queensland University of Technology, who's done a lot of research into post-coital dysphoria, to find out more.
It's basically a feeling following sexual intercourse. So far, our research has focused on women, and they will describe feelings of chronic sadness following sex, sense of melancholy, tearfulness, sometimes anxiety, sometimes irritability, and one person described it as a feeling of homesickness.
Wow.
And so it's a feeling that, if you like, all for us to understand it occurs within a consensual relationship.
Yeah.
So it's got nothing to do with being coerced into sex or anything like that.
So I guess it's feelings that come after sex that you really have no idea why they're there.
Well, we tried to explore this, and so we've looked at a couple of hypotheses. We've looked at things like attachment and intimacy and whether there's a history of sexual abuse. History of sexual abuse seems to be a minor factor. Intimacy doesn't seem to come into it. Genetics probably does come into it in the sense that one study has looked at what are called monozygotic twins or identical twins, and there was a fairly high concordance rate but within twins.
So, okay, so identical twins tend to have these feelings more than other people.
Well, if the one twin has it, it's more likely that the other twin will have it than in non-identical twins. Mm-hmm.
And so I understand that there's been a lot of research into this with women, even though we still don't know any reasons why it might occur. And now you're starting to look into this with men.
Yes, I mean, what happened is since publishing our paper, it's got wide coverage, and so I tend to get emails from people who are concerned about exactly this phenomenon. And the usual is, you know, I never knew that. I thought I was the only person in the world, and it's so good to know that really there are others who have exactly the same experience. But I've also got emails from men who have said, why have you only looked at women? This really describes me. And they will describe really suffering following intercourse. And sometimes it goes on for a considerable period of time. Look it up myself.
Well, Dr. Robert Schweitzer, thank you so much for joining us on The Hookup. It's amazing that, you know, still doing all this research, you still haven't been able to find the reasons why people may feel this dysphoria after sexual intercourse, but hopefully you might be able to find something in the future.
We certainly hope so, and that's our aim.
Dr. Schweitzer, thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Love and f***ing. Wow. The Hookup on Triple J.
Joining us in the studio is relationships expert and sexologist Susan Bratton. She's authored over 20 books, as well as over 1,000 articles and audio dialogues on sex and relationships, and is visiting from the US. Susan, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Hannah.
So how common is getting emotional after sex?
Well, from the countless people who've emailed me over the last more than a decade that I've been, I call myself a trusted hot sex advisor. That's my moniker. And what I have spent more time focusing on is how to help people have more passion and intimacy. And part of that comes from people wanting deeper connection, wanting more connection with themselves and others through sexuality. I hear more pain coming generally from women than men, but I think that the more pain around sadness, post-coital sadness from women than men. But I think that's because it's more acceptable for women to feel more emotion around their sexuality. And men are gaining equality in their sex lives. And so they're starting to realize that, hey, for some of us, it's not always great.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there definitely seems to be a bit more stigma like with any form of male emotional expression, you know, there definitely is more stigma around that. And that is such a shame. And it is probably why we're hearing less from guys about this. Al, thanks for getting in touch with us.
Hey.
So you get emotional after you have sex?
Yeah, it's kind of odd because it's been happening ever pretty much since I started having sex. I'm 20 now. I started having sex at 16 with both men and women. And got to the point that I've did enough research online that I couldn't find anything, and I went to my GP and cried through the entire appointment, and they still didn't know. And so it was that not knowing, because it wasn't something that I could put my finger on or justify or explain. And I think it also affected my relationship with my partner in that when you have sex with someone, you know that they're probably going to break down and cry afterwards. It can end up being quite a deterrent and quite difficult, to be honest.
Susan, have you got any tips or advice for Al?
Well, I guess what I'd want to know is, how often do you cry generally? Is this the only time that you're feeling these sad emotions, or are you generally having some struggles in your life emotionally?
Well, that's what kind of surprised me, because I'm very much an extrovert and very, I don't suffer from any mental health issues, which I'm very thankful for. But I would describe myself as sensitive, but not sad or depressed or emotional regularly. But when it comes to intimacy, physical intimacy, that becomes quite difficult. I guess that's kind of the answer.
One of the questions that I'd like to know would be, are you taking the time in your lovemaking to really feel safe? Because for a lot of women especially, and again, I don't like to generalize either, but for a lot of women, safety and security is very, very important. And so if you're not getting held and nurtured and loved before you make love, sometimes that can leave you with a very empty feeling. Have you noticed a difference?
I think because I am quite an emotionally connected person, I'm such a relationship person, although I try not to admit it. And the most recent partner I had was over 2 years, and I constantly felt really safe. But I think it was had something to do with also this overanalyzing of guilt or of taking the second, even if I was enjoying pleasure, I would be thinking, is it taking too long? Am I being overwhelmed? And I think feeling guilty, particularly, I don't know. It's difficult because I don't have that symptom of feeling unloved or unnurtured. I felt very safe, but just felt guilt and shame. And the second you cry a couple of times with a partner, I feel like that was my association with sex rather than the pleasure being associated with sex.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry to hear that. How did they react? Were they supportive?
Yeah, constantly supportive. But I think there would be months of dry spells, which despite us both wanting to have sex, would just not occur. And I think that played into it in part. But it's something that I'm just kind of trying to overcome now in a process. I'm no longer with that partner, but it's just something that I'm trying to overcome, I suppose. But I guess what also makes it different is even when I'm by myself, I have those same symptoms.
Oh, so when you masturbate?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that something that you've seen before? Is that common?
Well, I actually don't think that it's that common, but what I heard was guilt and shame. And so where I'd start to dig deeper into yourself is to understand what makes you feel guilty and why you feel the shame. And it's likely that the modeling that you had in your culture, in your, you know, in your parenting, told you that sex, there was something wrong with it, that it wasn't right, that there were certain things that you needed to be or ways you needed to be. Mm. And that's what I'd start to really look at, is that it's definitely something that could be internally generated. And if you get underneath what that is, and I would recommend going to someone, probably a psychotherapist or a sexologist, but someone who deals with the emotional and root issues around sexual shame, who could help you see that, help you overcome those feelings as they arise during sex.
Yeah. No, I think that's very, very good advice. When I went to my GP, her suggestion was to go see a cognitive therapist, which is something that I'm going to be looking into.
Yeah. The GPs, they're not trained at all to help you. And it sounds like it's a pretty deeply rooted shame that you're dealing with. And I have to tell you, it's very common. So most people have some sexual shame because it comes from our culture. Yeah. And we have a lot of sexual repression. There's a lot of religious repression as well, depending on where you're from. So it's very common, and it's something that you can overcome with just a bit of work and some perspective and understanding why it's coming up. And then when it is, there's something called cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. You can get a book on it. And, you know, it's almost like affirmations. That would be like CBT light. And it's when things come up for you, when you start to feel whatever that darkness is that's going to trigger your sadness, and you begin to say, oh, it's happening again. The first step in repairing these kinds of things or getting whole so you feel like a fully sexual woman who deserves what is your birthright.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things can really help you forgive and forget whatever happened in the past and become okay with your sexuality, and then begin to embrace it once you identify, ooh, this is happening to me again.
Yeah.
You can begin to embrace your sexuality and feel really good about it. I think you can make that change.
Yeah, it's just, if I can add something quickly, it's something that I find interesting because my personality, I'm very like sexually proud in terms of like female empowerment, and I wear my t-shirt that says sex is weird for everyone from Archer magazine, like around university campus, and I I love like sex theory, and I'm a gender studies major, so it's like all of those characteristics that in theory I know I feel like I know what I need to feel, but I think that probably adds to that shame of like
it just sounds like you're putting more expectations on yourself a little bit.
Probably. Yeah. It's more like I should be able to do this. Like this shouldn't be a big deal.
Your work, you know what? You are, by nature of what you've chosen to learn about, you are working through it. Hey, why do you think I'm in sexuality? I had all kinds of problems to come over, you know, to overcome myself. So many people do. No matter what it is, whether it's sexual abuse, sexual shame, any of those kinds of things that program us for the negative, it is possible with a lot of work to overcome them and to come out on the other side really loving your sexuality.
Well, thank you very much for that advice.
No, thanks so much for giving us a call. Really appreciate it.
No, it's been great. Cheers. Have a great night.
Yeah.
Joining us in the studio is relationships expert and sexologist Susan Bratton. Susan, how might someone feel when they have mysteriously cried after orgasm, as in post-coital dysphoria? It must be a pretty confronting thing.
Well, there's so many reasons that feed into why someone might feel sad that I think, and there's so many ways people feel, that I don't think it's the kind of thing where you can plan on feeling a certain way all the time. I think what's important to talk about is what it might be that's creating whatever the negative emotion is that you have, it could be a feeling of disconnection, a loss of intimacy. That's a big one. If you read the original material of Dr. Schweitzer, Professor Schweitzer, people who have attachment issues, that they haven't been securely attached as children, they struggle a bit more with feeling lost after, you know, when you make love with someone, you're merging with them. I mean, you two people become one in a way. And so when it's over, you could feel a real sense of loss. But take someone else, for example, who maybe it's a husband with a wife that he's not attracted to anymore, or his wife is giving him mercy sex, and he knows it, and he's just been a beggar with a bowl, and he's gotten this mercy sex, but he knows she didn't enjoy it, and he took it anyway, and he has feelings of guilt. That's another kind of a feeling that you might have. Another one that a lot of guys struggle with is they have body issues. You know, we think about women having body issues, but a lot of men do, and a lot of men have issues about their penis size. Mm. With the prevalence of pornography now, so many men and women alike are seeing all these guys with these massive penises jackhammering women like crazy, and they think that's the standard. Mm. And then they feel like they don't measure up, and so they feel embarrassed. That could be an emotion that a guy could feel. So it's not necessarily that it's just that they feel sad or that they cry, but there are a wide range of things. Mm. There could be a worry. I mean, a lot of guys who say, oh, you know, generally I love sex, they might feel very badly if they got a sexually transmitted infection from having sex, right? That's a bad feeling right there. It could be a physical and emotional upset from not being careful enough.
Yeah. Absolutely. Look, Chris, thank you so much for getting in touch with us. What's happening for you at the moment?
Right now, I haven't had sex for probably about 2.5 weeks. So it's it's been out of my brain. But every time after I have intercourse with a female, it's literally as I'm almost experiencing an orgasm, everything turns from a good hype up experience into a low, sad kind of, I don't know, the whole scene is gone into this dark corner, and that's when I start to tear up.
I'm really sorry to hear that, Chris. So how often has this happened for you?
I'm 27 years old now, and I lost my virginity when I was 17 years old. So it's literally been happening for probably 10 years now.
Okay. So Susan, have you got any advice for Chris on how he can look into this?
Well, it seems like, is it the moment of ejaculation when things turn bad for you?
Yeah, once I've already, everything's kind of, done, I have ejaculated, that's when it kind of just drops, do you know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. when it really just goes into the darkness, and that's why I cry. And I don't know why I'm crying. It's a feeling I can't even trying to describe.
It just feels like an emotional drain straight afterwards?
Not an emotional drain in a sense, but I don't know if I've talked to people about it. I've talked to my friends. They say it's emotional, but obviously if it's been happening for 10 years and I've talked to psychologists, or they haven't been able to help me. They've given me strategies, but it's not working, to be honest. Nothing's really working.
And how about when you masturbate? If you ejaculate when you masturbate, does it happen to you then?
The first, besides having sex for the first time, every time I used to watch porn before I lost my virginity, I would get disgusted in myself, feeling I'm committing a sin. I'm not a religious person, but mm-hmm. now these days, I don't cry as much as if I've had sex, but I do cry after, watching maybe, a porn documentary and then ejaculating.
Mm-hmm. And generally, do you feel physically spent from ejaculating?
Yeah, well, I just kind of feel empty, inside. And mm-hmm. not physically, but emotionally empty. I guess you could say I do feel pretty drained.
I think there are some guys who do well not ejaculating a lot. Now, the guys who love to ejaculate that are listening to this, it's not for you. Because there are guys who are like, she's crazy. That's, I don't want to give that up, right? But there are a lot of men who prefer to practice semen retention. They feel that it increases their potency and it just makes them happier. So it could be something that you might want to check out. There are some Taoist sexual practices. I think in Australia you say Taoist, T-A-O-I-S-T. They're ancient practices. There's a book called The Multi-Orgasmic Man by Montauk Chia. And you might want to read that because there are all kinds of different physiologies. We're all the same and wildly different. We are on a spectrum. And for some men, ejaculating is not beneficial to them. Another thing that I definitely would explore is the possibility that you just have feelings, tremendous feelings of shame about sex. And when you were watching, masturbating to porn, you were feeling bad about it. When you have, maybe when you ejaculate inside a woman, you feel there's some shame to that or there's something wrong with it. So we don't have a lot of time to go into those things in this moment, but those are two avenues that you might want to explore more fully. One would be shame and the other would be semen retention. And just see if either of those lead you to more pleasure and happiness.
Thanks so much for giving us a call, Chris. I hope that helps.
Yeah, no, it really does help with like all my like sexual experiences for the future. And I don't know, like, I do kind of feel like, you know, I can actually, you know, move on from this. And hopefully, you know, the next time I, you know, see a pretty girl, maybe it's hopefully a little bit different.
Oh, that's well, great to hear.
I can tell you that pretty girls and all girls, because all girls are beautiful, we really do love to have sex. So if that's something that you're worried about, like, does she really want it? She really does, if she says so. So if that's ever holding you back, that bit of shame, well, maybe she's just not wanting me. Try and let that go.
Thanks very much, Chris. Best of luck.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
So, Susan, I want to talk for a little bit about appropriate reactions for when someone cries after sex. We got a text from Gary from Cairns. I've totally cried after sex and I didn't realize it was a thing. It's happened with a couple of women before and I tried to hide it to begin with, but my ex would notice and laugh and she just wouldn't, she would give me shit if I began to cry.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was Gary, yeah. Your ex was laughing because she was uncomfortable. I don't want you to think she was laughing at you. I want you to know that in her emotional maturity, that was where she was. And so let that go and forgive and forget what she did. And know that she was just doing the best she could do and that was all that was. And that you've had this sadness, that's really where to put your focus going forward. So I'm glad that you texted in and that you're aware that you have the issue so that you can begin to figure out what is creating it, what's generating it for you. What is it that's happened in your past? How do you feel about intimacy and connection? How do you feel about your body self-image? How do you feel about mental worries when you're having sex? When you're having sex, Are you with a partner that you know wants to be with you? Is there the proper contraception and have you had safe sex conversations? You got to kind of go through a checklist if you're sensitive and make sure that the conditions are right. Are you feeling desired or are you feeling used? Is the partner that you're with the right sexual style? How are you as far as your mood? Are you suffering from any anxiety or depression? Have you had sexual shame? Have you grown up in a repressed environment? These are all kinds of things, even checking for how's your libido? How's your testosterone level? Whatever it might be, is the partner suitable? Do you feel totally comfortable and safe? And then maybe when you're with someone and you're making love in the future, before you make love, say, I'm a very sensitive man. And sometimes when I have sex, it brings up emotion for me. And I want to let you know that if that happens when we make love, I'd like you to do the following. And whatever that is, whatever you need, you can ask for and set boundaries and agreements with your partner before you have sex that will make you feel safer and protect them from their own embarrassment, like happened with your ex when she laughed. That was the wrong emotional response, but she didn't know what the right one was. And so thinking things through a little bit more and making sure you've taken care of yourself is a good place to start.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're the partner of someone who has had this reaction, what are some things that you could be maybe asking them, or, you know, ways that you could be checking in with them to see what is happening emotionally with them?
If you have a partner who is emotional,
yeah,
what can you do? That's exactly it. You can just say to them, how would you like me to handle it if you have an emotional upset after we make love? Do you need space? Do you need me to hold you? Do you want to tell me in the moment what that is? Because I think sometimes it's just checking in with yourself and understanding where you are in that moment. I guess the bottom line is you want your partner to honor whatever it is that you need in that moment, and know that we are all changeable people. We're all little animals with big brains that get us in trouble because we overanalyze a lot of stuff. And we've also abused, we've suffered a lot of abuse. Sexual abuse is so rampant and sexual shame is so rampant in our cultures that it is very good to just say what you need in the moment and check in with yourself whenever possible and give your partner some ideas of ways that they can comfort you.
Absolutely. Look, Susan Bratton, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for joining us on The Hookup. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on for a very important topic.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Is there a topic that you'd love to hear us cover? Let us know. Send an email to thehookup@abc.net.au.